Welcome to What's Next with Eric Wood, where we will prepare you to make your what's next in life your best yet. We are going to start a five-week Friday series called The Playoff Push, where I will give some thoughts on the NFL playoffs, which will focus mainly on the Bills as long as they're still in it. We will then discuss a situation in football that will enlighten you on the greatest game there is, as well as apply that situation back to life. The feedback from the separation season was so good, I'm going to commit to another five-week series, and Playoff Push is going to help us start 2022 off right. Vince Lombardi once said, "Football is like life. It requires perseverance, self-denial, hard work, sacrifice, dedication, and respect for authority." There is so much that we can apply to life from the game of football, and I can't wait to unpack those lessons with you. First off, let's start off with this Bills versus Patriots game in Buffalo, New York. It's going to be played at 0 degree temperatures, and this is the third time in 40 days these teams have faced off. For those who haven't followed along, the Patriots beat the Bills on Monday Night Football in Orchard Park, but there was 50-mile-an-hour winds. Mac Jones only threw three passes the entire game. They broke off one long run by Damian Harris, which was the deciding factor in the game. The Patriots won that football game. Then, 3 weeks later, the Bills and Patriots face off in Foxborough the day after Christmas, and Josh Allen plays maybe his best game yet as a pro. Lights up the Patriots, 314 yards, three touchdowns, no interceptions, also added 64 rushing yards himself, and that was with Cole Beasley and Gabe Davis out of the game. Well, now we have the third matchup. And let me just think back to my time with the Bills and going against the Patriots. I played 9 years in the league. That means we played the Patriots 18 times while I was in Buffalo. We never faced off with them in the playoffs. In those 18 games, we won three. One, the Patriots rested their starters in the second half of a meaningless Week 17 game for them. Another time was Deflategate, so Tom Brady was out of the game, and Jacoby Brissett, with an injured thumb, played for the Patriots, and we shut them out and beat them in Foxborough. Now, one time, in 2011, though, we beat them straight up. We beat them the third week of the season to go 3-0 to start that year. Sent the Patriots to 1-2. This was finally going to be the year that the Bills dethroned the Patriots. Well, it didn't quite go as planned. Fred Jackson, who was on an MVP pace, breaks his leg. Ryan Fitzpatrick breaks his rib. I tore my ACL. A number of things derailed that season. But I always look back at that 2011 Patriots game as one of my favorite moments as a pro. Looking at this matchup for week one of the playoffs and the super wild card matchup, I like the Bills. And I like this matchup. If you would tell me that the Bills would face a team with a rookie quarterback, a team that would lose last week in pretty convincing fashion to the Dolphins, that their quarterback hasn't been playing his best ball down the stretch, you're playing at home, and you smoked them just a number of weeks ago, I would say, give me that team 100%. That would be an excellent matchup for the Bills in the first round. But there's that Patriots mystique. It's hard to get that many years of getting dominated by a franchise out of your head. That is the mystique that is coming into Orchard Park this weekend. You also have Bill Belichick on the other side, maybe the greatest coach in all of sports, maybe the greatest NFL coach of all time. It's debatable, but you have him coming into town. Another thing that could kind of be a factor this weekend, and it won't be like that wind game that was played on Monday Night Football in Orchard Park, but 0 degree temperatures plus wind chill will be a factor. Now, I've never played in temperatures that cold. I will say this. Generally, an NFL sideline with the heated benches, the heaters blowing, you have those big parkas on, it's not that cold on the sidelines. It's when you get out on the field and maybe a TV timeout hits, then it gets really cold. Well, Bart Scott, an NFL analyst, he had this advice for Josh Allen. He advised him to take some Viagra before the game to help with blood flow to stay warm. Well, I will just leave it at this. I would have not taken that approach. But Bart Scott played a long time at a high level in the league. Maybe he was onto something. Let's quickly switch gears. One of my favorite things to do is to take lessons and experiences I was blessed with by playing the game of football for so long and relating that back to how we get better in life. Well, week one of the playoff push, we're going to talk about the backed up situation. And backed up situation happens in football when you are starting an offensive possession inside your own 5-yard line. When you start drives inside your own 5-yard line, there's over a 90% chance that the team on defense will be the next team to score in the game. Your goal in these situations as an offense is to get the first down and then focus on getting down the field to score points. The reason you need one first down, though, is because you do not want your punter punting from backed up because he won't have that full 15 yards to operate, and you have a much higher chance of getting a punt blocked because of the shorter distance. And also, the punt returner could cheat up because he knows that you can't really step into a punt, and oftentimes they can get big returns off of that. Oftentimes in life, we feel like we are backed into a corner. Maybe it's financially where you're in debt and you don't see how you can get out. Maybe it's in a relationship where you don't feel like you could do anything right. Maybe you've let your weight get out of control and you don't see how you can get back on track. In times like this, it's just like being backed up near your own goal line. This isn't the time to throw a bomb, even though my boy Ryan Fitzpatrick did it to T.O. in Jacksonville my rookie year when he hit him for a 98-yard touchdown. That is so unlikely. Instead, here's what you need to do to get that first down in life, to give yourself some momentum so that you can go down and score some points in life and get back on track. We're going to discuss 6 things quickly here that can help you take those baby steps to help you get that first down. Number one, and we talk about this often on the podcast, you got to get your health in check. January is a perfect time to do this. The gyms are never more packed than in January. Everybody's got that motivation in January to get your health in track. And that's because getting your health optimized is a way to have energy to keep getting up each and every day and attacking so you can get out of the corner that you're in. Some simple things to apply would be drink half your body weight in ounces of water. Walk 10,000 steps a day. Focusing on eating only real foods 90% of the time. And get 7 to 8 hours of sleep per night. Those are simple ways, without ever going to a gym, without joining a meal prep company, without doing some type of crazy cleanse or whatever it may be, you know, committing to keto for a year or veganism, whatever it may be. Knocking out those few things is a great step to start dialing in your health. Number two, alignment is key. Align yourself with someone or a group that can help get you out of your corner. Surrounding yourself with people that can hold you accountable, give sound advice, and model the way for you is always key in life. We talk about this all the time, but you become the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. And when you're backed into a corner in life, surrounding yourself and aligning yourself with the right type of people is key. Number three, commit to quiet time each day. This may seem counterproductive. I need to go out and I need to attack each and every day. I need to go get that first down in order to get that ball moving down the field in life so that I can go score some points, so that I can get back to the success that I want to achieve. But committing to quiet time each day will help clear some headspace to know exactly where you want to attack each day. When we're backed up in a corner in life, we often get so lost in our own thoughts that it's hard to get past them to focus on the future. I recommend starting a meditation practice. Read the Bible in the morning or spend some time in prayer. Start your day with no cell phone for 30 minutes. Lock in during this quiet time, just time in silence, time reading, time praying, where you can become crystal clear on what's most important to you in life. Number four, start a daily gratitude practice. Starting your day off by writing down 3 things that you're grateful for will help you gain perspective and alert you of all the great things in life that you have to be thankful for. It's been proven that writing down 3 things in the morning every single day that you're grateful for will start to rewire your brain. Literally. It will rewire your brain because the way our brain works, your brain will want to make it easier to write those things down in the morning. So all throughout the day, you'll start looking for things that you're grateful for that you could take a mental note of so that it's easier in the morning to write those down. So you don't have to just think back through your entire day. Well, as you start looking for those things throughout your day, you start to become a more positive person. And gratitude and being a more positive person is great for your health. It's great for stress. It's great for so many things in your life. Number five, track your daily wins. The best way to create self-confidence and to start moving down the field in life is to write down three wins at the end of the day that you give yourself just a mental trophy. You know, you give yourself that little acknowledgement that I did these three positive things today. I'm getting 1% better. And no, I may not be where I want to be. I am moving down the field in life. So often we lay down for bed and we just focus on that one thing that we screwed up on that day. If you're anything like me, that is. We often focus on so much on the negative. When you track your wins, when you're tracking those wins in areas that you want to be effective and successful in your life, that's when you start to get self-confidence. And the last thing, number six, knock out your most important tasks first thing in the morning. Craig Ballantyne, a former podcast guest of mine, talks constantly about how we waste too much time in the morning not accomplishing what we really need to accomplish to get moving in the right direction in life. And in the morning is when we have the most willpower to attack these tasks. Maybe it's making sales calls and emails. It could be pouring into your spouse and children. Maybe it's getting in the Bible first thing to have the fulfillment of a relationship with Christ. Maybe getting in that workout first thing in the morning is what you need to do in order to get your health in check. Whatever it is, knock out the most important things first in your day, and those will likely be those wins that you're tracking at night. Quick review, get your health in check. Alignment is key. Commit to quiet time. Daily gratitude practice. Track your daily wins. And knock out the most important tasks first. Here's some questions to ask yourself. If I'm going to get the ball moving and create some momentum, where am I slacking specifically with my health? Where and what time can I commit to quiet time each day? What are your most important tasks to knock out each morning? And do I need to write these down the night before to make sure I know what they are for the next morning? Attack this playoff time like you're a team trying to win a Super Bowl. This is the most fun time of the year. It's win or go home, and that's how life is. Each day you have to attack. Don't waste this precious life. Don't waste time being stuck in a corner. Start battling yourself out now. Let's start 2022 off right to make this the best year yet. I'm in your corner, and reach out to me on Instagram at ewood70 if you need some advice. Please take time to subscribe to this podcast and share it with a friend who may need to hear this, and share it on social media as well, and I will share it and we can double the impact. And if you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review. That goes a long way in helping spread this message. 2022 is a year that we are all going to make a tremendous impact on others. Now go and make it the best day ever and spread some joy.